Recently, Pastor John delivered the Gaffin Lecture on Theology, Culture, and Mission at Westminster Theological Seminary near Philadelphia. But the night before was a gathering at the seminary where Pastor John also spoke. The short message to the small gathering was not officially recorded, but a few guys in the room did record from their iPhones, and Jared Oliphant was one of them. Here is one clip from the message I want to share, and although the audio quality is not great, the excerpt is interesting because here Pastor John recounts his seminary days at Fuller, 1968 to 1971, and coming face to face with Reformed theology. Here's what he said to the small gathering.
I didn't learn my Reformed theology mainly from John Calvin or even Jonathan Edwards, whom I esteem as highly as one can possibly esteem a non-divine being. I learned it from Romans 9 and Romans 1 to 8 and Galatians and the Sermon on the Mount and 1 Corinthians with Dan Fuller pushing my nose down in the nitty-gritty of the conjunctions and the connectors of in order that and because and so that and although and so on. And to this day, find the theology inescapable in the Bible. Well, as I looked around, as I was discovering these things and said, what am I getting into? Where is this? What is this? There was this bastion called Westminster on the other side of the country that had solidity about it. It wasn't like somebody woke up and said, I think we'll believe in the sovereignty of God now. I mean, that those of you who do historical theology will regard this as utterly naive because you know it goes back further than Westminster. But for me, casting about as a Southern Baptist kid, suddenly discovering that his mind was being dismantled, to have anything that looked solid on this felt very reassuring. The people at Westminster over the years, one of the reasons this institution has the staying power that it does is because of how long some of you and some of them taught. So there's Van Til, 43 years. And John Murray, 37 years. And Ned Stonehouse, 33 years. And Paul Woolley, 48 years. And Ed Clowney, 40 years. And Dr. Gaffin here, associated now, at least for almost 50 years with the seminary. And I looked at this institution and I thought, this is not a fly-by-night thing. These people have been thinking about this for a long time and have been teaching it for a long time. And then, of course, you discover, well, yeah, and there's dead people who've been thinking about it for 5,000 years. So in my early days, Romans was the key watershed document to turn my world upside down. And you know who it was who guided me through Romans? John Murray. That is the most beautifully written commentary on the planet. People who write commentaries are not generally good writers. They patch things together. That I read a sentence, I just want to go back and memorize it. Because his eloquence is phenomenal. The work that must have gone in to the way he says what he says about the glories of Romans 5 or Romans 8 are amazing. So I thank God for John Murray. So I thank you for staying power and solidity and symbolic existence. Just always there. Westminster, the very name, signifies the standard that is raised.
That was Pastor John at a small gathering at Westminster Theological Seminary on the evening of March 11th, 2014. The next day, he delivered the Gaffin Lecture on Theology, Culture, and Mission, which you can watch or listen to at desiringgod.org. Search for it by the title, The New Calvinism and the New Community. It was that message where he opened up with his 12 features of the New Calvinism, which made the rounds on the blogosphere. So how should this New Calvinism relate to the broader evangelical church? The question was posed to Pastor John recently, and we'll hear his response tomorrow. I'm your host, Tony Ranke. See you then.